Don Stevens owns Bill's Off Broadway, a restaurant and bar in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. That's the area where the anti-capitalist march started before heading downtown and turning into a violent standoff with the police. By 8:30 p.m., when things were quiet outside his restaurant, Stevens headed home. A half hour later, his bartender called.
She was pretty frantic.
The protesters had headed back up Capitol Hill, followed by the police. Someone bashed in one of his restaurant's windows, and the street was chaos. Stevens says his bartender was really upset and didn't know what to do.
They're accustomed to dealing with a number of elements when you run a bar. That's not one of them. There is no training or preparation for somebody to smash your windows and have a crowd of people outside yelling, screaming, and fighting with the police and tear gas canisters going off. And, I mean, how do you possibly prepare for that?
Luckily, no one inside got hurt. Stevens says he doesn't think his restaurant was targeted, because if that were the case, people could have done a lot more damage. He says he's not even mad anymore, just puzzled.
I guess I'm disappointed in the cause. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, what did they gain by it? What were they trying to communicate? I don't get it.
Earlier that evening, police tried to control a rowdy band of protesters around Westlake Center downtown. Jody Senyal manages P.F. Chang's China Bistro on 4th Avenue. He wasn't at the restaurant, but he watched on TV as police faced off with angry protesters and deployed pepper spray and flashbang grenades. Senyal decided to close the restaurant early and send everyone home. That meant lost business on top of a day that had already been slow because people were spooked.
We've definitely lost thousands in sales. When there's protests downtown, a lot of people steer away from coming to downtown businesses. It's an unfortunate effect.
Just around the corner at Oliver's Lounge, a man was repairing a broken window pane. It's just part of the downtown Seattle post-Mayday cleanup. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.